Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, Congressman Larson for Life. How are you?
I'm great, Ray Dunaway. How are you?
Good. And, you know, Zach, he's worked a number of times. He's worked at NBC 30 for how long?
Brian? I worked at NBC 30 from 202 to 207.
So you probably crossed paths, too.
I don't know if I saw the congressman that much, but I one or two times, but obviously followed him for a long, long time. Great hair.
You can't avoid
it. Great hair.
Kennedy hair.
Yes, totally.
I had lunch with him on Friday.
You guys are in good form this morning already. That's good.
I had lunch with you on Friday, and you had your Kennedy pin on your blazer. So
that's correct.
Everything's...
You know that Caroline Kennedy gave us those buttons on what would have been, and it's hard for people to imagine, but in 2017, President Kennedy would have been 100 years old.
Wow.
And it's hard to think of that youthful figure
at
100 years old. But she asked people to wear it as a reminder of a call to public service, not elective
office per se,
but
yeah.
Public service. And something that you do all the time, Brian, with all the good deeds.
Well, you too, my brother, and Brian's done quite a bit too. So, of course, now there are fewer live opportunities, so it's kind of like virtual fundraising. So on and so
well,
forth.
We actually have a bill that says, you know, if you serve your country, your state, or your community, for every year of service that you provide, we'll give you the equivalent of 2 years of in-state college tuition.
Nice.
Either by way of a grant or loan forgiveness, wow, depending upon where you stand.
Wow. And that was introduced when?
That was introduced in the last session of Congress.
One of John's major things, we've had on any number of times, and he's been taking a look at Social Security. And for you, I guess it's been kind of a, I don't want to say a cause, but yeah, it is. But I guess apparently we're all getting...
I'm fighting for you, Ray. Really.
I know you are. Well, actually, yes.
And yourself,
yes, you
as
are.
Well.
Yes, you are. But anyway, you know, you've been trying to keep it solvent, proposing some changes, you know. But anyway, what's going on here? This is just like an adjustment of the amount of money you'll get?
Yeah, well, what happened yesterday is that they announced the COLA. And the good news is that there was a 1.3% COLA adjustment. And, you know, I'm sure your audience knows that that's a cost of living adjustment. Every senior knows that. But for many years, because of the way the formula is calculated, there's been no COLA whatsoever. And even at 1.3%, these aren't cumulative over time, as is the proposal that, well, Joe Biden's making and we're making as well in the Social Security 2100 Act, is that you get the cost is based on what seniors actually spend. And what the AARP does is call that CPI for Consumer Price Index, E for elderly expenses. And so, but that would be your prescription drugs, your doctor's visits, the nutritional needs that you have from basic food to whatever you require, physical therapy, heating and cooling your home, the gas that you put in your car. The current formula is based, and fortunately, we're in a time where there's, you know, zero inflation, And so that's been helpful too. But under our new formula, it would make sure that the elderly got a COLA that would address those basic needs that they run into on a daily basis.
Yeah, it's one of those things where if there's no inflation,
Americans they rely on Social Security and its benefits, and especially not only seniors but people with disabilities and survivors who are relying on Social Security benefits now more than ever, especially during this pandemic, that attacks the elderly who are more vulnerable for a number of reasons, not the least of which is health and age.
Right.
So all the more reason why we need a comprehensive improvement to Social Security that will help overall, along with the other issues that need to be addressed in the pandemic.
Yeah, it translates to, on average, about $20 a month per person, or $33 for a couple. And, you know, I want to ask you, Congressman, where are we on this spectrum? I mean, I'm 49 now, and I've heard since I could listen about the insolvency prospects of Social Security. Where are we on the health of the fund right now?
Yeah, well, the only way that Social Security doesn't remain solvent is if Congress does nothing about it. And, Brian, to be brutally honest, for 37 years, Congress has done nothing. The last time they did something was 37 years ago. How old are you?
I'm 49.
Hey.
So, I was still in Little League.
Yeah, so you were about 11. So it's you were still in Little League at the time. And they put in a formula that time, including the COLA, that is antiquated. And so we have a bill that suggests that, no, what we need to do is change that and make Social Security sustainably solvent. And that means solvent beyond 75 years so that it will be for you. And the irony is, Brian, millennials will need Social Security more than baby boomers. And as Ray knows, there's something like 10,000 baby boomers a day who become eligible for Social Security. And this year, the actuaries are telling us that will be the first time in 2020 that the whole system will be paying out more money than it's taking in.
Yeah,
okay. The problem is...
definite need to reform it. If you do nothing...
Right.
Social Security will still remain intact. It's just that the checks will be smaller.
No, we don't.
Unless, of course, you do something as radical as the president has proposed, which is to terminate, his words, not mine, the payroll tax. That caused the AARP to really come out strongly and say, no, he ought to stop his executive action, which was to provide a payroll holiday, et cetera, because of the way that Social Security is paid for. It's an earned benefit. I get really upset when people say, oh, no, Social Security is an entitlement.
Yeah,
all you have to do is check your pay stub.
Yep.
It says FICA.
You're paying into it.
Insurance contribution. Whose? Yours.
Yeah.
And to your point, Brian, you've paid into it all your life. You want to make sure that you're getting that Social Security benefit. And for the 90th percentile of all Americans, they haven't recovered their wealth and assets that they lost in 2008, 2009.
Well, Congressman, if I could interject, the worst part of this all is that my generation and younger, almost none of the millennials will have a pension. And if they're not if they're not fully leveraging their 401k, there are millions and millions of people who are going to be in a whole lot of trouble at retirement age because they don't have anything. And so,
yes, they do have one thing.
What?
They have Social Security.
Right. Okay. What makes it even more, my point is going to make it more important.
Benefit. Exactly. Yeah. You're absolutely right. It's the only, there's no such thing as a defined benefit anymore. And Social Security is the only defined benefit and guarantee. It's the nation's number one, you ready for this?
What?
Economic development program because
Probably.
Of the 65 million
Probably.
People that get money on a regular basis. From
right.
It. And the number one anti-poverty program for people
All
because
right.
it keeps the elderly out of poverty.
Hey, John, I want to thank you for being on this morning. Good to talk to you.
Always
hope
a pleasure.
Hope to talk to you again.
Look forward to it.
We'll
Brian,
stay.
Nice chatting with
we'll
you.
Stay in touch. Oh, O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!